MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Turning now with John Lewis, he's property sector strategist, FNB Commercial Property Finance. John, appreciate the early morning. We had the second quarter, your second quarter of 2024 property sales activity survey. Interesting, this is owner service. So there is a bit of developer or investor, but you're focusing on owner service and you're very much focusing on the buying and selling, not the rental space, as I understand this survey.
Yeah, this is about buying and selling, Simon. It's got a lot of the investor stuff in it, but it's biased towards owner service. It's got a sizable chunk of that, and yeah, it doesn't make for great reading. I must just say that the survey was completed just before the election day, so we don't need to take that into mind. There may have been a bit of wait and see from investors as to how this election, this coalition government or government of national unity, was to pan out. So that might have dampened business confidence in the second quarter. What we saw from brokers when we do a simple business confidence survey, i.e. you ask the question, are you satisfied with business conditions or not? And only 30% at that stage said that they were satisfied with business conditions, down from 35 in the previous quarter. So it was a weak, it was a weak quarter, but as I say, high interest rates and an election approaching at the time, possibly understandable.
Yeah, I take your point around the election and maybe the third quarter will look up. I was also, I mean, the rates, I get that as well. But I would have maybe thought we had almost no load shedding during the period. I mean, 2 months or so of no load shedding. But that seemed to not inspire much confidence notwithstanding.
Well, no, it didn't. I think load shedding is one thing for property investors and property owners. The other thing is operating costs. So yes, the lights have been on more, and hopefully that would be bring a positive impact to economic growth and demand for commercial property. But that any positive impact to that normally comes with a lag. You know, people don't go out and start demanding property space immediately when the economy starts to improve. That can come with a bit of a lag. That space gets demanded. So I think one should wait and see. For property investors who often are more credit-driven, credit-dependent, interest rates are often crucial. And yeah, then, you know, there was this election, and it wasn't the election process obviously is generally peaceful and orderly, but it's not about that. It was more about opinion polls telling us that the ruling party was going to dip below 50%, and it did. What happens next? Who are they going to form coalitions with, or government of national unities? And I think that uncertainty must have played some role in investor confidence.
I take your point. We knew about the ruling party under 50. We just didn't know what that meant until, well, now we do, but we had to wait for that to play out. Most optimistic, industrial warehousing, no surprise. Retail, not so good. Office, bleak. That remains the trend that we've seen for a while now.
Yes. We also asked the brokers for a rating of sales activity on a scale of 1 to 10. Industrial 5.27, as you said, the best, the most confidence. Mm-hmm. It has slowed somewhat, as you would expect when interest rates are higher. 4.41 for retail, so that's somewhere in the middle, and a pretty dismal rating for office space still of 3.54. I think that is the order of things. Performance order will stay in place in the near term. The office market has some longer term challenges to work through. We know we've moved to a more hybrid working model with a lot more hot desking and hoteling, which saves on office space needed. So a lot of companies have been adjusting in terms of their office space requirements. A lot of that has to be repurposed into something like, often residential. Mm. And the office market sort of has to shrink in size relative to the overall property stock. So it's got longer term issues to deal with, yeah.
Cape Town strongest, the office even there quite strong. And Joburg, across the six regions you surveyed, Joburg right at the bottom.
That's right, yeah. It's interesting. Joburg, I think, is requiring some reinvention. It's been known as the city of gold, greatest gold rush in the history of the world, literally, that formed this city, and it became this big services hub. It needs to reinvent, you know, sort of re-establish itself as the obvious sub-Saharan African services hub. It's not obvious to everyone that they need to be here anymore as technology improves. So you've got Cape Town chipping away at a bit of the business and the skills base, and you've got Durban to a lesser extent, and even up the east of Africa, centers like Nairobi. So, you know, the way the world is moving technologically and so on, it's not obvious that, like it was in the old days, that, you know, around Gauteng, you know, around Johannesburg, that was just the obvious place to be. It's not that obvious anymore.
I take that point. The city of gold. We still call ourselves that, but there's not much gold being mined here anymore. Yeah. John Lewis, property sector strategist, F&B Commercial Property Finance. Appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.